Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Prophet. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, how do I protect my assets with a blended family situation?
Right. So more and more Americans, you know, deal with a blended family because of, you know, divorce or because of being widowed. And one of the biggest questions is, how do I protect my assets maybe for my kids and maybe my new spouse to make sure that, hey, my spouse is going to be protected, but I'm going to make sure that my kids also receive some assets.
Sure.
And so one of the things that, you know, it's a little more of a complex arrangement, but, you know, a trust is a great vehicle that you can use to accomplish these things. So there's a couple of rules here. The first thing is, you know, with a trust is when you die, if, you know, if you want your spouse to have access to some funds, but you want to make sure that some, maybe that principal, you know, follows your kids or maybe even their kids, is you make that trust irrevocable.
Right.
Upon your death, you say, hey, my assets are going to go into an irrevocable trust. When that occurs, then it's now irrevocable. Now, to maintain the structure of that for security purposes, it's good to go ahead and have that trustee, the person that maintains your rules or followed, is probably not your spouse, and it's probably not a family member. You know, a lot of times, you know, kids and step-parents maybe not get along in the easiest fashion. A lot of times kids and their parents don't get along. So
yeah.
So one of the things that we recommend is having a trust company be kind of the arbiter that says, here's the rules. So I'll give an example of, you know, an option. So let's say you had a trust where you said, hey, my wife is going to get 5% of the value of my account, of accounts every year that she can pull out. So if I got $1 million, she can pull $50,000 a year out and she can spend that money. Upon her death, that $1 million then goes to, you know, my two children over here. And by doing that, what you've done is, hey, the kids are going to get that principal, but my wife's going to have some income, you know, as part of your retirement and the planning process.
Right.
Now, that really affects IRAs because, you know, a lot of people don't want to do that because of IRA accounts. So IRA accounts, if a spouse inherits an IRA, it becomes theirs. So for required minimum distributions, the amount of money they're required to pull out, it actually is based on the spouse's age and not your age. If you make the trust the beneficiary, then all that money has to come out of that IRA over 10 years. So there is a negative on that because you've got to pay taxes maybe at a higher rate than you would if you didn't. But we've seen a lot of cases where someone has gotten remarried and maybe decided, I don't want some of that money to go to those kids. I want that money to all go to my kids or my family. And so one of the things a lot of people talk about in the conversation is how do I make sure that, hey, my spouse is taken care of and my kids are going to get an inheritance as well.
Right.
And this is a great way to do that is look at that trust. And, of course, you know, we've had several attorneys in past videos that do those types of trusts, those type of documents. But it's definitely something to talk about with your spouse. Think about a good plan. And just have a real conversation. Have a, you know, a frank conversation about what you want to accomplish.
Right.
You know, the number one thing people fight about in marriage is money. And I feel like not communicating about it is worse than just addressing it.
Right. And this is one of those things that we deal with more and more commonly every day. So thank you for talking to us today about it. And thank you for tuning in. We hope you have a great day.